Since the days of Fela Anikola Bokuti's highly percussive rhythms reverberating across Africa, the Afrobeat sound has filled the globe with people from different parts of the world helpless to resist its tunes and beats. While the quality of the musical genre meets and perhaps surpasses global standards, technology has played a significant role in making it as ubiquitous as it is now. Discovering and accessing it has become very easy with the advent of music streaming platforms. However, music consumption could be on the verge of an evolution that has to do with emerging technologies such as blockchain. Hiobosa Rioboth, popularly known as Prodigy, is in the middle of this evolution, helping one of Nigeria's biggest artists connect with his fans through the blockchain. This is the People in Emerging Tech podcast. My name is Bolu, and I'll be bringing to you stories of Africans doing amazing things with emerging technologies.
My name is Yobosa Rihobot, but I also go by the pseudonym Prodigy. I'm currently the product development lead at Floats Metaverse Systems. At Floats, we're currently researching, designing, and distributing crypto economic opportunities for Africans. And that means a lot of things to us, but at the forefront of most of it is onboarding as many people as we can onto the blockchain in innovative and user-friendly ways.
Before Prodigy became focused on onboarding Africans on the blockchain and building metaverses, he was just a passionate storyteller with a camera.
Immediately I was done with film school, I returned to Lagos, to Nigeria, and I was looking around for, you know, who was doing what and who's making the most interesting things. At the time, music videos were very, very fascinating to me. I just thought it was a great way to visually express yourself because you could pack as much as possible into a 3-4 minute clip.
Prodigy is responsible for music video hits such as Fauzi's This Is Nigeria and Burna Boy's Bushin Law. However, after growing a career as a music video director, his foray into the emerging tech world happened due to his childhood love for tech. Storytelling and all things art were things Prodigy loved to do. But he had always loved tech growing up. His father was a scholar and a pastor, so there was never a shortage of information. He was constantly soaking up knowledge as a child.
So I was really just soaked up in all of this passive learning and, you know, emulating behavior from the people around me. My upbringing was, I would say, to a certain extent, conservative. But I really just enjoyed, you know, staying indoors, reading books. I read a ton of books, watching, you know, Showtime of television. And after a while, I was privileged as well to have the internet. And, you know, this was really rare, you know, for early 2000s Nigerian kid. But this really just changed the trajectory of my life.
With a ton of books and TV time, Prodigy's access to the internet turned him into what he describes as a full-blown nerd. He was always indoors, playing games and surfing the web. After finishing secondary school, he couldn't get into the university immediately, so he had an extra year to learn more about computers, games and every other nerdy thing he could do. Interestingly, he got into the National Institute of Information Technology, where he studied the basics of computer network engineering.
I already knew where I was going at the time. I was going to be a computer scientist or an engineer. It just had to be computers, right? You barely had to know me for like an hour before you'd realize that I was a nerd, at least at that point.
When Prodigy finally got into the university to study computer science, he discovered another interest, graphic design, which was a good source of income for him. He enjoyed school for two reasons. He was studying computer science, which he loved, and he also had an opportunity to discover other interests. Unfortunately, the learning and discovery streak was cut short by strike actions, a common occurrence in Nigerian public universities. Back home, the zeal to continue to learn and discover new things wasn't there until his father gave him a delightful surprise.
Interestingly, something happened as well where my father had got me a camera, you know, just as a present. He got me a DSLR camera. It was a Canon 600D. And you know, it wasn't really something that I was like crazy about at the time, but I'd been mentioning it in passive because like learning to use Photoshop and, you know, helping people design stuff had created like a need for me to take pictures. So at the time I used to hustle to try and get nice pictures, and mention it in person, like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a camera.
While he wasn't thrilled about the camera when he got it, it was the reason he became a music video director. Out of curiosity, he tried to figure out how the camera worked. Several YouTube videos later, he began to get the hang of it. He started taking pictures everywhere he went, and it became a habit. Before long, film and photography became his new interest. His father, who had given him the camera, was not fond of his new obsession, partly because he was constantly out of the house taking pictures until very late in the night. But eventually, his parents succumbed. He convinced them that he had found his new passion and was ready to make it his career. He went on to study film in India.
Amazing time in my life as well, learning about film, learning about the science of storytelling, learning about emotions, and basically how to paint the right pictures with visuals.
On his return to Nigeria, he landed an internship with Ajay Filmworks, where he learned a lot about how to make movies, how to make music videos, and made great connections. From there, he moved on to Aristocrat Vision Production. By 2018, he decided to launch his own company, Global Creative Operations, GCO, established as a production company and a creative consulting outfit. It is now shaping up as a tech company as Prodigy infuses its exciting new tech discoveries during the pandemic into the company. Just like the lecturer's strike action that led to his obsession with the camera, the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 gave Prodigy another opportunity to pause and make new discoveries.
So during the pandemic, I discovered a new hobby. That was what it started off as at the time, and it was virtual reality. It just started off as pure curiosity, as always, and I just jumped into this rabbit hole, and I discovered this new immersive experience, and suddenly my love for, you know, computer logic suddenly came back.
I decided to get an Oculus Quest VR headset and delved into the world of virtual reality. Without the distraction from work, he kept learning more about virtual reality. While learning so much about VR, he came across the metaverse, Web3, and the entire blockchain ecosystem. By the end of 2021, he had consumed so much knowledge in the space and was already planning how to integrate an NFT product within his company.
I told my guys, like, yo, we have to start like a new company because this is the future. Like, we'll definitely have to do this. And you know, that's how Floats was born.
He created Floats Metaverse Systems under GCU, and he began to work on some exciting projects, but none of them took off.
Towards the end of the year, last quarter of the year, we started shipping around this idea of, you know, a collaboration between Burna Boy, Wizkid, and Davido as an NFT. You know, we tried so hard. It was an amazing idea. We got some prototypes, did some artwork, you know, did a custom smart contract. We did the entire thing, right? And this was really a lean team at that point. But you know, it didn't fall through.
Anyone familiar with the Nigerian music industry would know that it would be a cold day in hell before Nigeria's prominent artists Burna Boy, Wizkid, and Davido will collaborate. Having worked in the Nigerian music industry, Prodigy knew this, but what he had planned was bigger than the Big Three's rivalry.
So eventually, like, we got across to Buju, and it was really just like a match made in heaven, right? Because like, he was already exploring how to creatively interpret his journey through comics, right? And, you know, give that as a limited artifact to his fans. But you know, at the time that we met each other, it was just like perfect for that. So we said, you know what, this is cool, like, we can, you know, do this as part of an NFT project, as part of a bigger community. And the conversation just kept getting broader and broader. And what we learned is that, you know, he really cared about like his fans, like, he really loves his fans, and he truly wants to be an innovative, you know, force as a musician. He just doesn't want to make music. Like, he's a creative person, and he wants that creativity to extend to the way he interacts with his fans.
According to Prodigy, Benson had always been big about giving back to fans, and NFTs were a great way to do that. The Earth by Benson NFT collection was created to support fans by helping them connect with Buju and even make profits from being a fan of Buju. The NFT project will have 10,001 unique NFTs of Benson's face, the kind used as an art cover for his song Italy. Holders of the NFT automatically have access to all physical and virtual concerts hosted by Benson. They will also get to claim ownership of some songs and snippets, making them eligible to receive streaming revenue. Although the sharing arrangement hasn't been created yet, 10% of the profit from the project will go to a creator fund, and the entire community will vote for which project the fund will go to. In addition to this, being a part of the Earth by Benson community also provides access to education about all things Web3. Prodigy, Benson, and the entire team behind the project have bigger plans for it beyond just being an NFT collection.
What the Earth by Benson community is really is a community of people who, you know, love NFTs, who love Benson, and who love each other, because that's really what we do. We support each other, we educate ourselves, and we look for opportunities, and we try to make sure that, you know, we're looking after everybody.
Combining NFTs with music is still new worldwide, and Prodigy is easily a pioneer in the space. According to him, the area is on the verge of something groundbreaking, and while he's not sure what the final picture will look like, for the first time in a long time, true freedom is coming to the creative space. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share. I'd also love to know what you feel about it. Please send your comments and feedback to bully@techpoints.africa.